itmar. You have another itmar in the Gemara. Amala Sara kiss will get ishti. A man told 10 people kiss will get. Amar Rav Yechid al Shai Mishamedim Akula Misham Tanai. Shlokish Amar Akula Mishamedim. Says that he certainly everyone says that you need all 10 to sign. The question is, how do we touch up this din? Is that all 10 sign ki ilu, you need 10 Adim instead of 2 Adim? Or 2 Adim sign the Teres Adis, and the other 8 sign the Teres Tanai? So the halacha, there's no machlaikis. The hezber of the halacha, that's where we have here the chulukei dais. So certainly they will have to sign. So my benayu. So the Gemara comes to some benayus. So first, there's a concise in Simen Chaf Aleph, who actually brings from his son, that brought from this Gemara a raya. To a shailan dine yainsim. We all know that an einis rachmana patre. If somebody has a situation of an einis situation is a patur. When a person makes a tanai, that he's going to do a certain thing, gives kedushin on a tanai, or when Dini Maminis, he makes it tonight. The case the Shulchan Aruch and Simchat Aleph is going on is a case where a person said that there was a sichsuch in Mamin. So one side was mekabel kinyan to the other, that if I don't bring a raya within, let's say, 30 days, then you win the din tayir. If I don't bring a shtar, whatever he said he'll bring, I don't bring a raya within 30 days, you'll win. And then, on the 30th day, he was interrupted. It was an oinus that he couldn't come. He wanted to come. And he was nenas, and he couldn't be mekayim to tanai. So the halacha is that pashtus, that is a ptur oinus. If you hold that an einus is a ptor, so then there's a ptor einus, and then he's off the hook. If he could show that the reason he didn't come on the 30th day was because of a flood, or because of a war, or because of something that happened to him, so then pashtus, you should have a ptor einus. The shaila is in our Gemara is actually the case of Kulchem. It's actually a Mishnah Samafav. And there, it's talking when a person says Kulchem. He says that I want all of you to sign. It says there in the Mishnah that, so they all have to sign. That's not a Machlaikis Rabbi Yehuda Reish Lakish. But it says that if one of them dies, then it's Oisket. Amar la sara kisu to get lishdi kulchem ksuvu echad kais kol chaysmin lefikachem meis echad they hamari zay get bottle. Here it says that if one of them dies, hamari zay get bottle. So he said, all 10 of you should sign the get, and one of the 10 who has to sign the get died. So the Mishnah says that the get is bottle. So the question is, Bishlava, if you hold like Rish Lakish, no problem. You have to have 10 signers. You don't have 10 signers, so get his bach. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, that it's a Tanai, that really to make it a kosher get, that you only need 2 signers. The other 8 signers are all a Tanai. So by Tanai, why don't we say that he was an Inus? And if somebody is an Inus, became a Tanai. So it shouldn't pass all the get. Let 9 sign the get. The one who died, the reason he didn't sign is because he's an einus, dead people can't sign. So why can't dead people sign get? Just the apostle was stumped. That people not kasher babies. Mm-hmm. So what? Yeah. Okay. 1 second. The focus there. The Gemara was asking that Gezerushim. It's nice of Prutzes, but because it's only over there, there's a problem. It's nice of Prutzes. The so chayyur from this Gemara is a raya that an oinis is not a good excuse by a tanai. Oinis is not a good excuse. So what's chad? We say in halacha that oinis is a good tanai. You think if they wrote the get and two and nine signed and the other one's dead, that would be different? Is that true? Is that what the Lashon HaMishnah is? The Fikach and Meisechem and Harry's a get Batel. Sounds like if they wrote it, the get's a kosher pasul get, even with the Evan. It's more of a lachatchila here. Yeah. Okay. It's a shalik. What? The Gemara says they wrote it. What Shlomi is saying is that if you know before you start, so you shouldn't make the get, which is going to be a get out tonight. Maybe it's a chilah, maybe it's not. I don't know. Well, what the tzais though, by tzais is a chilik, which is really Rabbi Yechon and himself and Yerushalmi. That there's a difference, and this is really an important klal and einzim. Unsa kamanda loyavid amrinan. Unsa kamanda ovid amrinan. In other words, to say that if I'm a kayan de tanai ba'ainis, it's kamanda loyavid. It's as if I wasn't a kayan de tanai. That you could say. And ainis is that when I do something, like I didn't do it. If I do a kiyumah tanai, I say, the tanai is if I don't show up in 30 days. So I did it, I didn't show up. In other words, it was a kiyumah tanai. I did it by not showing. But the point is, I was mekayim the tanai. So if I was mekayim the tanai, ba'inis, so nachinami. If I'm mekayim the tanai, ba'inis, unsa, an oinis to be mekayim the tanai is not a kiyumah tanai. But if I'm mevatel the tanai ba'inus, I don't live up to my tanai, and I'm an oinus. Like in our Gemara, there was a tanai that had to happen. There had to be eight more signatures. And I'm unable to do the tanai because one of the people is dead. What does oinus have to do in this case? In this case, unsa kemanda ovid, the oinus has to make that it's as if he did sign the tanai to get. Unsa kamanda ovid lo yamrina. We don't say that an oinis could make something happen if it didn't happen. An oinis, to say something that way, it didn't happen, that we don't say. A pashut example would be, if I would, maybe this example is too pashut to be, maybe it's for different reasons, but let's say I would do a business deal, I'm going to ask you give me $1,000. It's not that you're paying, it's a tanai. So tonight, the business deal. If you give me $1,000, it'll be a business deal. So you don't give me the $1,000. You tell me, look, I was an oinus. I had a fire. I lost all my money. So I say, Takeda, you lost all your money, but you still didn't give me the $1,000. Oinus, commander of it. Well, I mean, we don't say that if you were an oinus, oh, so it's as if you did it. I say, right, we don't go. What's the commander lawyer of it? If you fail to be Mekayim to tonight, it says, If you were mekayim to tadai ba'aynis, so you say I was an aynis, so we could say, okay, it's as if you didn't do it. An aynis can make a kiyum as if it didn't happen. But it can't make that something did happen. Commander Ovid, a kiyum at tadai, you can't make. So unsa commander Ovid, lo yamrina, he rather brings cases of kedushin or tanoim. By they used to make what we call today tanoim. Amol, they used to make all these tanoim when they got engaged. They made tanoim, and he brings taka tshuvas. The ktzais brings tshuvas for people who made tanoim by a shidduch and they couldn't live up to it for whatever reason. So he says unzikavan to ovid vayamrinan. If you made it today and you could not keep the today, so you didn't keep the today. Are you an oidus? So I feel bad for you. You're an oidus. But oidus doesn't make that it's as if you did keep the today. This is the aside. The way the Ketzais calls it, Utsa Aidis Rahmana Patre Amina, Aidis Rahmana Chayve Lo Yamina. An Aidis could take off something. It could take off. If I was Makayba to die by Aidis, so Rahmana is Rahmana Patre. It's as if I didn't do the Aidis. But Aidis Rahmana Chayve, then it, because I'm an Aidis, therefore I'm going to create a Chiyav that you can't. This aside, Reb Shimon says that this yisaid applies also to cases where a person, let's say a person is over a lav, mishum pekuach nefashis. Let's say because of pekuach nefashis, he's a kain, he's metam lemeis, or he eats the veila, he's mekayv, he's over at some type of lav. So Aynis Rahmana Patre. If you're an Aynis, so there's no Aveira. Unsa commando ayavid. However, if you're an Aynis and you fail to be Mekayim and Asay, let's say you have a person, he's an Aynis, he couldn't put on tefillin. He's a Chayla, he couldn't put on tefillin. So he's taka as a Ptur Aynis. There's no ancient for not putting on tefillin. But does that mean he's going to get Tzchar, ki ilu he put on tefillin? That there's no einus commander of it. There's no commander of it. Einus doesn't make commander of it. I mean, that's as if you did it. What's a commander loy of it? Let's say a person eats the veila. It's Michal Shabbos. He doesn't have veira because of the fashis. So that's what's a commander loy of it. It's as if he didn't do it. But what's a commander of it? To say that an einus is commander of it, dummy, that much we don't say. You're not going to get Einish for not putting on tefillin. But to say he'll get schar for putting on tefillin, if he didn't put on tefillin, that we don't say. It's a kavod yavid.
Does he get
Einish? Does he get schar for Shabbos? Pashtus, he doesn't. Pashtus, he doesn't. There are achareinim who hold Shabbos is different. The Gemara says, by Shabbos, Shmar Shabbos Achas, Kedei L'chaim Shabbos Yisachayres, there was a there's a chiddush in the tziv that says that Shabbos is different. Beis Halevi disagrees. Beis Halevi al Torah. He says the Shabbos also. Shabbos also is like a laugh. If you didn't do it, you didn't do it. But if you say it, you say it is a very clear you say it, that Einis commander of Adlai Yamina. And granted, this would answer, I think, this year I had, maybe even mentioned the question here. I didn't understand what it means on Yom Neirom. We say, Achet Shechatonu Lefanecha Ba'inis Uberatzen. Achet Shechatonu Lefanecha Ba'inis. What are we saying, Ba'inis? Ba'inis Rahmana Patre. That's Achet Shechatonu Lefanecha Ba'inis. So I think I must have mentioned it here, because I remember people telling me, Apshas, Achet Shechatonu Lefanecha Ba'inis Uberatzen, that somehow Ba'inis Uberatzen, that it was a mixture of Ba'inis and Ratzen, such a thing. But according to this side, it's a commander of it. That there are certain things that we were missing a key mitzvah outside this, and we take a kapara for it. A kapanim. This is the aside of it's a commander of it. The Arsameyach has this aside too. And he collects a few interesting applications of Utsa Commander Ovid Layamina. Again, the side is Yerushalmi. It's Yerushalmi Rabbi Yechanan Oimer Utsa Commander Ovid Layamina. Just there are two Gersais in the Yerushalmi. And the Gersais from this Raya, which is Rabbi Yechanan himself, says, look, Rabbi Yechanan here says it's a Tanai. And since he says it's a Tanai, and if it's Mace, it's not. So you see, Rabbi Yechon holds, it's a command of it. I mean, the Rasameach brings a few nekudas. One has to do with Pesach. Interesting thing that now we call Shmura Matzah. I don't think people say Shmura Matzah, they usually mean a handmade matzah. Shmura, the din of Matzah Shmura is only a din in the kezayis or kezaisim you eat for the mitzvah at the seder. The din that the kezaisim you eat at the seder have to be shmura, either mishas ktsira or mishas lisha, or machlekes, but there has to be shmura matzah. The matzah that you eat by the for the kiyum mitzvah saseh of matzah, or the mitzvah drabon of matzah, the second kezayis or the kezayis of afikayman, or you eat the zechel abidish keilol, that has to be shmura matzah. The rest of Pesach doesn't have to be Shmura Matzah. It has to be non-chametz. There's no din that has to be Shmura Matzah. It has to be Matzah. It's not chametz. Now, the problem is, what does Shmura mean? Shmura, says the Paiskim, is it Shamur that it shouldn't become chametz. So, it's Shamur Mishas Ktsira that it doesn't come into contact with what? It's Shamur. So the Rasameach says, what's the Hesber? What do you mean? The mitzvah of matzah is taka different. The mitzvah of matzah is only the first night, not the rest of Pesach. But the itza chametz, is the whole Pesach is the same. So if tait shmura is shmura b'chimutz, so then what's the difference? The first matzahs or the later matzahs? What's the nafkaminu? As long as you have things that are pashtus on achametz, it should be kosher. The same shmiri you need from chametz should be the same. The whole Pesach, the first night, the other night. The Gemara, nobody would do it today. The Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim that the other days, you don't need shmura, you can buy matzah from a guy. That's what it says. Shal akum, if you have guy, you will make matzahs. So it's also kosher. Even though it's not shmura, it shouldn't be chimas. If the mitzias is not chimas, you don't have to be shomer at every minute. So Dr. Samea very beautifully. He says, you don't have to be shomer chitim every minute. They shouldn't get wet. A flower, you could assume flour is flour. Why should I think flour got wet? If I go to the store and I buy a bag of flour, pashtus, I can assume it. It's not wet flour. It's good. Just what? There's a chance that you'll make a mistake. It'll happen maybe once in 100 times that it'll be a problem, that it will have gotten wet. You didn't know it. The truth is, according to the rules of the Torah, you're an oinus. Not to be chayshish for things that happen once in 100 times. You'll have a p'tur oinus. There won't be any problem. Just what? Oinus is a p'tur when A whole Pesach, you have a p'tor. You were soimach on the rules of the Torah. The rules of the Torah is that for a 1% chance, you don't have to be chayshish. So miyuta to miyuta. You don't have to be chayshish. So all Pesach, we're eating matzah, eating chametz is an isalav, by a lav, oinis rachmana patre. There's no problem. You'll be an oinis rachmana patre. It's not even an al-chayf. It's nothing. You don't have to worry about it. But the first night of Pesach, eating matzah is a mitzvah saseh. When it's a mitzvah saseh, even if it's a 1% chance, a person has to be shomer at mishas. Shvarta b'sah matzah says, you don't rely on the 1% chance. You have to be shomer at mishas tzira. That even the 1% chance that it became chametz, you have to avoid. Why? Because later, if you're going to eat the matzahs, and it will be klapi shvaya galya that it's chametz, so as chametz, you won't get an oinish as the lav. Oinish rachmana patra. But lebaisi you're not eating matzah. Unse kabanda ovid layaminam. We're not going to say that you're an oinish, so it's as if you ate matzah. There's no such thing. Unse kabanda ovid layaminam. It's a beautiful hezber. It's really a hezber kavanas haTorah. Because Shmira, we learn out of a pasuk. But the hezber, the way we teach the Torah, shmarta b'sa matzahs, that for the mitzvah say the Shmira has to be 100, as much 100%. As a human being could do, the Shmira has to be 100%. You can't do a 99% Shmira. Because if you're going to miss the mitzvah, you won't have a ptur. It's a nice hesber in the derais. He says that's also why it's interesting. There are some echolds that checking mezuzahs is a derisive. Gemara has a pasuk. The Sameach writes that checking mezuzahs is a chiyuv derais. He says, why is it different than checking treifas? Because treifas, you check treifas in an animal, there's no chiyuv to check treifas. Even we check the lungs, it's only one out of many, many treifas. We don't check the liver, and we don't check the heart. We don't check. So why should B'dikas Mezuzah be different than B'dikas the other Eivarim? It's like there's some after saying yourself. What's the command of Lo Yavid? I mean, you're worried about Treifus. Treifus is an Aveira. You don't have to check for Treifus. One in every 100 animals is going to have a hole in the liver, a hole in the heart, a hole in the brain. It's going to happen. And one in every 100 will be Treif. But for that, I don't have to check. It's a lav. The Torah is not the chai of me for lavin. Oinis is Rahmana Patra. You have to check for a mute to the mute. Mezuzah, however, is a kiyam asay. So mezuzah is a kiyam asay. If you are going to be an oinis and not have a mezuzah, you won't get an oinis without having a mezuzah. But once the commander of it, lay amrina. There's no once the commander of it. There's no oinis as if you did do it. What do you mean it's as if you did do it? Once the commander of it, lay amrina. The meila on the oinis of checking a mezuzah that a person has to check.
What about
Parshas Zachar?
You
should check the Sefer Torah. You should have to check the Sefer
Torah.
The halacha is you're going to ask a kasha on that, but the halacha is that mezuzahs you have to check, tefillin you don't have to check, the Sefer Torah you don't have to check. Something that's used constantly, that's open to the air, there's no shash psalik. It could still be one and a half. It's less, it's below the threshold of what a person has to check. Now you could ask me, what about a Sefer Torah that wasn't opened in 3.5 years? There's a certain level of matzui for a lav, and there's a certain level of matzui for an asay. For a lav, we're not chayshish l'biyutin. For an asay, we are. There's still a threshold of like the matzui asharis. Just because you have to check mezuzah doesn't mean you have to check tefillin. There's a certain threshold where you have to check. It has to be that it's matzui that you'll find the psalm. I don't know. Now that they check with computers, maybe it's a time. But till now, if the Rambam Shita that as long as rife is kosher, it's kosher also. So you have no problem. You know, Reb Shimon says that even on mitzvah kiyumis, once you're in the hecha timsa, it becomes a mitzvah kiyumis. You don't have to own a house. Once you own a house, it's a fiyudis tab. It's just, you just give it a name, fiyudis. It's still fiyudis. The tie to essays. Beth and the Lysa says the tie to essays. You have a cash. You have a cash. So you should have to check every trade. That's good. He has another application, the dinim of Layin Larosh, and a Beis HaKfaris, an allegory of Beis HaKfaris with tefillin, with tzitzis, with Sefer Torah, no, I say Divrei Torah by a mace. Yet, the Gemara says you're allowed to bury a mace with shatnas clothing. Tyson's already asked the kasha, why isn't it Layin Larosh? How could be a Shiklai, you're allowed to bury a mace? Divrei Torah, tefillin, tzitzis, you're not allowed to do. So Rav Sabeah says the same teretz. The base is anoyness. So he's wearing klayim, a big deal. He's wearing klayim. No taina, no like l'rush that he's wearing klayim. He's not mechuyev in the midst of klayim. He's basically wearing klayim. But then he's missing tefillin or tzitzis on divrei Torah. That is something he's missing. So that he's missing it. With all the p'turim, amesis, l'meisim chashi, he's still missing it.
When in the Torah, Lord has shown.
So. What? But it's still Layig LaRosh. We're not saying there's a tfi on the base. We're saying, why is it for me Layig LaRosh? Because the base is missing this. He's missing that too. Yeah, that doesn't matter. Laugh doesn't matter. I'm missing anything by a laugh. By the say, it's missing something. Could be the Torah is so clear that it'll be clear even without the aside.
Very amazed that yeah.
What?
Very amazed.
With a talus psula, that was the meaning of all the diaries that they buried mace in the talus psula. So that's the taina, that's the gross taina. It's a big taina, it's a mysterious thing why we bury. Today we find some type of pshara, today they don't pass it. They fold it in, they do it in a way that's mishkash and mishpasal. It could be different chevik, it could be different minhagim, but I think it's a prag comment. It's a Havana. It's a Havana in the Chilek. I understand. It's a hezber in the Kavanah Satira in these chiyuvim. It's a havana. That's what it means. By rain on Sukkot, I think there's a similar thing. It says raining on Sukkot is keshafach le'rabbi kitn al panav. So the Aruch Lader brings that it's a Rambam. The Pirush Mishnah is actually that's only the first night of Pesach. That the first night of Sukkot, that the holy year of Shavuot Rabbi Kitna Ponov is only the first night of Sukkot. The other nights, it's not. So the Hezbers was not the same Hezber. The first night, it's an essay. If it's raining, you're missing it. If you hold the Rabbi Kaimel and it's raining, so then it's Shavuot Rabbi Kitna Ponov. You're missing the essay. The other days, if it's raining, so Ashlach and it's raining. You eat inside. That means it's only this alive. Rav Shimon actually says this to explain the Gemara in Suvis. The Gemara there says that there was a takana, you remember, Tibor Leheg by Tchila. That the Romans made a gzeira that any woman who gets married, Tibor Leheg by Tchila. So they stopped getting married on Wednesday nights because the Hegba will come around on Wednesday. If he knew, he'll find his Suvis on Wednesday nights. So the Gemara, for whatever cheshbet the Gemara has, Gemara says Lidrish Lahudai Nishari. Gemara says that the Kalas were being Maisa Nefesh. That if the Hegel got a hold of them, they were Maisa Nefesh, they came in Day Sakana. So the Gemara says Lidrish Lahudai Nishari. She should be allowed to get married Wednesday. And if the Hegel comes, Lidrish, it's not going to be a Sakana. We tell the women, Ay Nishari, if you'll be an Ainus, you're an Ainus, Ay Nishari. That's the Gemara says. So the Gemara seems to say that you're allowed l'chatchila to put yourself in a matziv of einus, even though it's going to come later l'idei avera, which many rishonim hold as aser. Not put yourself l'chatchila in a matziv of einus. In Hilchos Shabbos, it's such a sichsuch. If you're allowed to do a bris milah, if you know afterwards after l'chal Shabbos to boil up water, so the rishonim hold that it's mutter. That you're allowed to do a bris, even though you know after the bris. They used to boil up water to disinfect the womb, so you know you have to boil up water. So it's mutter, you'll be an idus. So they ask on this from Lidrish Lahudai Nishari, that the Gemara says that you're allowed l'chatchila to put yourself in such a mess. That you're allowed l'chatchila to put yourself in such a mess. The Reb Shimon is mechalek between the Isser Lab and the Isser Asay. says, Lidrish Lahudai the Shari, to put yourself in such a mass of the Chatchila, is only mutter when you're an Aidis, Unsa Kamad Aloyavit. When you're putting yourself in an Isalav, then it's mutter. When you're putting yourself in a Chsar Nasei, then it wouldn't be mutter. Okay, the Shab is not so good. Shab is also an Isalav. But that's what? I don't remember that. That's what Rav Shimon says. But Al Kapanim, this is Rav Shimon's Yisai. To put yourself into such a matzah, if it's an Isalav, it's mutter. Otherwise, it's Asur. And as I say, the Ketzais, in his Arichus, when he brings down this Sichsof, he brings the Raya from this Sugya, from an Agav Dika Sugya, which is Rav Yechon saying it's a Tanai. And this is his raya to the aside. All right, what?
Where's
Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon is in Ksuvus. Must be one of the first pieces in Ksuvus. Maybe it's in the. I don't remember on the spot, but I think it's also in the Meshech Chochma on Shmarat and Samatis. Parash is by.
Which way is that?
So this is saying, see, you have to not get confused. The question isn't whether the person is doing something or not. The question is, if he was Mekayim the Tanai Ba'inis, so it says, it's as if he wasn't Mekayim the Tanai. His Kima Tanai was by not coming, so that's what makes it confusing. He didn't come, but he was Mekayim. Utsukabad Loyabid means the Kima Tanai is as if there was no Kima Tanai.
He said
that I owe you the money. I'm mechayim myself to you money if I don't show up. Is mechayim didn't show up? If you mafki your money. Why would a person want to be mafka's money? He might as well give it to tzedakah. If he wants to. I mean, if he had a chiyuv tzedakah before, he's mafka it. So, just like... But he has no rishus to be mafka it. If he has to... If somebody owes money to a Baal Chayv, he has no right to be mafka's money. I'm saying so. He owes money to... put yourself in a massive of ayinus. You could put yourself in a massive avoidance, but all right, if you forget everything, so you could. So what's the problem? So if you could, you could. It's not a cash unless you prove different. All right. So Gemara says, "By benayu, ika benayu, the chosum bay trei minayu biyayme, the inoch bekarv anasara yamin, man damer b'shem tenai kosher." And don't be from Aiden Possum. The Ran on Yud Amid Beis, which is in the Dafei HaRif Gimel Amid Beis, as a Mechudish Tikka, I think it's an uptight of the Gemara, but he says the following. The Ran says that if two Aiden signed the get, and the husband gives the get. And after the husband gives it, the other eight Adam sign. What would you say? Huh? Yeah, what the case is. Two Adam sign the get. Then the husband gives it to the Isha. And then they say, 1 minute, yeah, you said Kulchem. He says, oh, no problem. He calls in the other eight, and they sign it, it could be a week later, a year later. They signed it later. After he gave it. So what? He said Kulcha. So you need all ten should sign. But only two signed. And after two signed, he gave the get. And then the other eight signed the get after it was given. I would think, it's ridiculous. Maybe you said, what kind of business? He signed the get after it was given. What? The Ran says that according to Rish Lakish, of course, they all have to sign beforehand, because Rish Lakish says Kulam Egan. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Rabbi Yechanan says, two are Egan, and eight are Tanai. A Kiyama Tanai could be after the get. A Kiyama Tanai could be later. Why do I have to nikayim the tanai beforehand? If I give a woman a get, I'm a nas that whatever it'll be, I'm a nas, I give her $100. So I give her $100 afterwards. A kiyama tanai could be later. So zot the ram. It's a davar nifla. He says that you could, two people, the two edim could sign, and then you give the get, and then you're mekayim. What? My bossy, that you could come later. It's a double pasha. Huh? It's an interesting thing because he said kulchem edim. Kulchem. So when did the get take place? When he gave it. When he gave the get, it took place. Just he didn't keep today. So like I give again a woman a get. I say, I'm a nurse. I return in 30 days. I don't return in 30 days. So I'm giving the get. So once I give it, we have to wait and see. If he comes back in 30 days, whatever his tanai was, then there'll be a get. But when's a chal? From when he gives it. So like every tanai, she's a tluya vaymedes to see if it makayim the tanai or not. But then it's this gala that was chal before. It's this gala. Then we pass the light around. In Shulchan Aruch, it's Simi Kufchof, Sif Tes, we bring down the Ran, and the Ramah adds two words, Afilu Nisus. That's what the Ramah says. Two Edim signed, he gave the get, the woman remarried, and then the other Edim signed the get. Very good. This is Chalam HaFreya. This is what it says in the Ran. It's L'chayra, not like Rashi. Somebody started to say. L'chayra, not like Rashi. Which Rashi? Rashi Va'ara Sara Yamin. Kaidim Shadas the Law Chasmu Kula. Rashi seems to say Fakir. What? Also Rashi. Which Rashi? Kulam la yisa by el baisha barabi b'tan gomer until we get there elam ke chais by kulam. Okay, I think it's more before the other one. The other one is very before vada sorry yamin kaidshadas lachas b'kulam. So it's not like Rashi. Sounds like a chiddush. When I first saw the Ran, I was wondering why does the Gemara say ikebeinayu? The Gemara is such a nafkamina. Gemara should say it. The stumped around learns it into the Gemara. The chosim bei treibinayu biyaymei bina makanas ariyamim. Two signed it on the day. Pashas nesina is that day, right? When Magda Minish Burnas Lo Rafshei, that person writes. He gives the day he writes. So he gave the get on the day that the two signed. But 10 days later, he gets the other ones to sign. It's also a get. The Gemara says the second nafkamina. Inami, because shnipse echem yekarav epasul. Lamanda amar mishum tanai yavadu tkash. Lamanda mishum edim, it's pasul, why? Why is it pasul? Lamanda yama mishum edim, why is it pasul? I tell 10 people should be my edim, kulchem. One of them is a karav epasul. So why is it a pasul get? What? Because Nimsech may carve apostle, all 10 apostle. Is that, would you have said that that's the reason?
Yeah.
Huh? Yes. Rashi says it, you're safe. Rashi says, because Nimsech may carve apostle, all 10 apostle. I wouldn't have said that. I would have said, we're going like Rish Lakish, Kulam Eidim. I would have said, 9 are ksheirim and 1 is pasul. This cat needs 10 edim. It doesn't have 10 edim. Kulam b'shem edim. Kulchem, I need all 10. So all 10 have to be edim. One of them is not an edim. So I don't have kulchem, right? So that's why it's pasul. Why do you need nimsech b'akar v'pasul kulam? Let there be no such thing. Nimsech b'akar v'pasul. So then what would be? Like Tysus says, if they said l'mezli asisu, then you don't say. So there'd be no din of this semi karma apostle. So I would say it's a good get. I would say it's possible to get anyway. You have to have 10 gaydim and you only have 9 gaydim.
How could you ask if they were apostles from the beginning? Say, he says that 10 people, 9 of them are apostles, and so 1 of them, I want all you to write. How is it possible that you could say, with the same kochem, you want all of them to be kosher? He says, I want all of them to sign as gaydim. And if one of them is not a kosher, I can't be saying I want you as an gaydim.
You mean because he knew he's apostle, or even if he didn't know?
Well, he's saying these 10 people should die.
He knew whether it was a Karvei apostle. It's to me.
Maybe if they would come in the interim, he would turn into apostle. Maybe that would be enough for me. But he's saying that. How can you say he wants all penitents to be kosher?
How could you say he wants all 10 times?
All he's done is more.
The Maram Shif, Bem is bothered by this, but the Maram Shif starts with a different kasha. Maram Shif asks, why would you say Ike Benayu if you need Lashma on the other 8 Eidim? If you need Desha Sai Lashma, you should say Ike Benayu if you need Lashma. Leibesh Lakish, who holds Kulam Misham Eidim, so then Kulam Misham Eidim, Eidim have to sign to get Lashma. So you need Lashma. Light Rav Yechanan to our Eidim, so they need Lashma. Da the Eid da Tanai. For Tanai, you don't need Lashma. They came on Tanai. That's Pashim. So why don't you say that that's enough to be the Beinayim? In the Hezbollah, we said. Once it's all the ksiva, so the ksiva needs lashma. So even the tanai would also need, you're saying. Okay, let me think about what you're saying. Let me just. The Rav Shif says, he asked this kasha, then why don't you say, Lamad Yama Bishop Eidin, Kulav Tzrichin Lechsein Lashma? Lamad Yama Bishop Tanai, Kasha Avshalay Lashma. He didn't have a karma pasta. So he says, that in Kavanas Rashi, he said the pshat is, when you have 10 Eidim signing, like Mishlakish, you have all 10 are signing, I'll say them. It's not pshat that all 10 are making it a get. That's not true. The Torah says that a get is 2 Eidim. Nobody can ever change that. The Torah says, to make something have a kayach haget, you need 2 witnesses. No matter what anybody's ever going to say, it's not going to change. When 2 kosher eidim sign, it's a kosher get. Dine get, dine kiyum haget, chasinus haget, eide haget, that's finished when 2 sign, even like Rish Lakish. When you have the other 8 signing, they're not signing to make it a get. They're signing to be mekayim, the tzivay abal, the baal is mitzvah kulchem that everybody has to sign. I'll say them. I'm not going out tonight now. I'm saying where it has dinei eidim. It needs eidus, but why does it need eidus? It needs eidus because this star needs 10 eidim. But those 8 eidim, they're not making it into a get. They're making it into the star that the baal commanded them to write. So they're eidim, but they're eidim without dinei eidus haget. Which means they don't need Lishma. They don't have to sign Lishma. Because they're not coming as Dine Eide Haget. They're coming Dine Eide Chiyuv Abal, Ratzon Abal. Also, if one of the other 8 is a Karev Apostle, it's not a problem. Because Vaita, they're coming for Ratzon Abal. Now, Loimi Boy, like you said, if the Baal knew one is a Karev, and he said, sign Abadah. Even the Baal didn't know one is a Karev Apostle. But he said, these 8 should sign, and these 8 are signing. They're doing exactly what he said. It doesn't need Dine Eidus Haget. It needs the Dine Eidus of Tzavos Shabal. Now, it starts to become very similar to a Tanai, but it's not Dine Tanai. The husband didn't command them to be the Torah's Tanai. The husband told them to be Eide Haget. And since they're Eide Haget, it's not a get without it. They have to sign beforehand. And that is the key. Now this is a chiddush in Rish Lakish. It's a chiddush that even in Rish Lakish says, Kula Mishum Eidim, they don't have all of the Dine Haid.
So why do they have some Dine that they have to sign right away? Which Dine do they take on?
So the question is, if this is so, why do they all have to sign before they get it given?
You see
what I mean? Wow. You have to sign not Mugdim. You have to sign that day. So why is it they all have to sign that day? Why can't some of them sign the next day? If it's only, it's not Dine Get, if it's Dine Baal, so I want to push you off, I would say, well, we touch that all into the Tzavos HaBaal. That's what I would say. I'll tell you better. Adarav. If you look back on your Zayin Adar Aleph, the bottom lines of the Tosis on the page, Tosis there set up Shad in this Gemara, which is a Chiddush. Start from three lines at the bottom. Kosher l'rida, amidah l'kamon daf yudches. Listen, without this Maram Shif, this Tosis seems to be saying something that's unneeded in the Sugya. With the Maram Shif, it's very clear. Kosher l'rida, amidah l'kamon. Omel ha'asara kisru get l'ishti, chosem bei bei trei minayel b'yayimei, inok mekan ha'asara yayimei, shlok ha'shama kulam mishamei, u'pasim. That's the Gemara. Amai, hari yesh l'koyel, Haroi roi lagarish by demroita baloi a makdalas of yafsid peiris b'she chosmu beza b'shenei kosh lagarish by. What's the kasha? Rish Lakish says you need his mamishim peiris. So by two aiden you have a koil by two aiden, and for peiris it's enough two aiden. So who cares if the other eight sign the next day? Shloimer, what's the problem? Kol zman shabal makmid v'lechosmu kulam in koil ashi yichsmu kulam. Chiddush Taisa says. Let's try an Agamara. Why do you need all 10 should sign that day? Because why do you need all the signatures that should make a koil? Mishum Peri. Or Mishum Basachoyse, or Biechan, or Golem Mishlakish. You need to make a koil, Mishum Peri. The koil comes after all 10 sign. That's why you need all 10 should sign that day. That's what Tosis says. Because to create a koil, you have to finish the get. Finishing the get is all 10 signatures. Now, if you would ask me, why is Tosis saying this? You need 10 should sign because they're Aidim. Aidim, it shouldn't be a Shtam Mugdim. All 10 have to sign that day. Pashat, they have to sign that day because Dine Aidis requires that they sign that day. Like the Maram Shif. It's very Gishmak. This has Bar Asur in the Beis Lechem Yehuda. He says, like the Maram Shif, the Taisus is very Gishmak. Why is Pshat in Taisus? Because really, like the Maram Shif says, Dine Aidai Aget, you only need for the first two. The other eight are Dine Eidei Tzivei Abal. The Baal said it, so you have to do it. So you need Eidus, you need Torah's Eidus, but you need it because the Baal said. So Shalai Lishma, doesn't matter. If one of the eight is a Karib or Apostle, doesn't matter. Be'etzem, it doesn't matter, just because the Nimsechem is a Karib. And Vaita, even on Shtam Mugdin, it wouldn't matter of Dine Shtam Mugdin. What the other eight, they signed the wrong day. Be'etzem, it wouldn't matter. It only matters because there's a Koil issue. Because you have to have a coil to save the payri problem. That's why it matters. That means this Baal came along and said, look, a get needs Ratzon HaBaal, otherwise he wouldn't have koyach to do it. So Baal says, I'm only masking to do a get with 10 eidim. So now, it's very close to it tonight. It's just that, it's not, the husband didn't say Almanos. Rather, he doesn't. There's Dine Tanai, and once it's night, there's Dine Eidim. That's pretty much right. Alright, what I don't know anybody who asked this. I'm stumped, this is not a good kasha, but it's just I was wondering. Why does it say Ika Beinayu if you need a Tanai Kofel? Why does it say Ika Beinayu if you need a Tanai Kofel? Need a Tanai Kofel. So you think you need a Tanai Kofel by Kolchem? I don't think so. Pashas Yidami, it was just a Kolchem. If you said a Lashon Amanos, then it would be a Tanai let everybody. So I don't know, again, we said there are cases where there's an Umdina is stronger than a Tanai, it doesn't need Tanai Kofel. So Kolchem, if you hold to Tanai, it's an Umdina of a Tanai, I don't know. So this Kasha, somebody, Mr. Amias, said, I just didn't find who it is. Okay, we only have a small piece of Gemara left. I'd like it to finish. I'd like to do Chazara, but not for a long time. Just, I mentioned when we started the parak. Really, the first parak ends here. I mean, it wasn't printed that way, but till here was all sort of one sugya. If I call kaisim b'diyai b'sam b'sikra, all the dini I get, which are the rest of the parak, are it's almost like a new parak.